at 1:15 this morning, crews from Canterbury Fire Station were called to a fire within the one of the rooms. Crews arrived within 3 minutes of the initial call. When they got here, they were greeted by a fully developed room fire up on the first floor of the care home. The care home were in the process of evacuating the residents to another part of the care home. So the job of the fire and rescue service at that point was to extinguish the fire while assisting the care management team with that evacuation. Crews using a hose reel jet and a specialist fan extinguished the fire and then ventilated the property. And while working with our partners from South East Coast Ambulance Service and the Red Cross, we were able to support the caring team and look after the residents of the home. Well, the care home is made up of three separate buildings joined together by a single-storey extension. And across the three buildings, there was 21 residents in situ at the time. 12 of those were in the affected area, and fortunately we were able to move them across with the support of the care management team into the unaffected building and looked after them with Kent Fire and Rescue Services volunteers team and with the British Red Cross Fire Support Agency. Fortunately, the room of origin where the fire started, we managed to contain it to that one area and preventing it spreading to the rest of the building. So the crews worked exceptionally hard in the early stages to ensure that it didn't spread any further. All the residents are still being looked after by the care home, and they're working through the process of how they're going to deal with them on the longer-term care package. The investigation will continue on today, and whatever's found within the scene can then be taken away, inspected at further length. So it could be several days before the cause is fully established.